So there are three stages of our procedure. We only see bhutani, we see only the worlds, the creatures of the world as they are, which create all kind of bewilderment. So long as you see only mobility, mobility, since it arises out of immobility, immobility is no rest and therefore no knowledge. The real knowledge arises only when you attain to chit. But even that is not enough unless you go to sat. Therefore, atmani athomai, these two words are golden words in the Bhagavad Gita, that first you see all of them into Atman. Atman means the immobile self, the one in the one self. There is no multiplicity in it. All multiplicity will be seen as one. Unless you see oneness, there is no knowledge. Knowledge of multiplicity as multiplicity is not knowledge. When you see multiplicity in one, as one, emerging from one, that is the definition of knowledge. This is a repetition of what we had done in Ishopanishad, where we had the path of knowledge and path of ignorance. If you merely see oneness, you are led into greater darkness. If you only see multiplicity, you are led, of course, into darkness. It is only when you have both avidya and vidya, when you see all multiplicity in oneness and oneness manifesting as multiplicity, then only amritam ashnute, then only you attain to immortality. So, atmani athomai, first you see all these things into oneness. But even above the oneness is myself, I am Purushottama. It's only when you know me, then only moha niyasasi, then only you will not go to moha again. In these two sentences, he has given the definition and the real mark, testing of knowledge. Yad jyatva na punar moham eva yasasi pandava, yena bhutani asheshena, drakshasi atmani athomai. First you see all this as rooted in the self, and then you see even the self rooted in me, in the Purushottama. Then you will really have the true knowledge. Api chet asi papebhyah sarvebhyah papakrittamah sarvam jnana plavena eva vrijinam santarishyasi. Even if you are besieged, drenched with all kinds of evil actions and sins, yet if you get a boat in the form of knowledge, then you will samtarishyasi, you will be able to cross all the evils of the world, evils of your own self, all the sinful actions of yours. Such is the power of knowledge. When you know this, then where is papa? You are completely liberated. Such is the power of knowledge. Yatha edhasi, edhansi, sammiddha agnihi vasmasat kurute arjuna jnanagnihi sarvakarmani vasmasat kurute tatha. Just as all the materials, all the wooden sticks which are thrown into the fire, they all become reduced to ashes, bhasmasat, all becomes bhasma. Why? Because of agni. Similarly, jnana is like agni. when you put all actions into the Agni, that is the importance of yajna, you take all actions as Agni, then all actions will end into jnana. In that jnana, all actions will be burnt away to ashes. Therefore, you become free from actions. Jnanagnihi sarvakarmani bhasmasat kurute tatha. This knowledge is like the fire, in which if you put all your actions, then they all become reduced to ashes, and therefore no karma remains. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing which is pavitra, which is so sacred, like jnana, like knowledge. Jnane sadrisham, jnanena sadrisham pavitram. There is nothing which is pavitra, so sacred, as knowledge. Tat svayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. When you are matured, yoga samsiddha, when you become a great karma yogi, then in due course of time you arrive at it, at the knowledge. When you attain to the highest step of karma yoga, then at the end of it is the knowledge. You will see here again the exaltation of knowledge, as if knowledge is the supreme thing to be attained. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatparaha sanyata indriyaha jnanam labdva param shantim achirena adhigacchati. Who attains to this knowledge? Already we have been told how to attain to knowledge. Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. By submission and by service and by questioning again and again, you will attain to knowledge. But this happens only when there is pranipatena sevaya, which comes from a deeper root. The deeper root of pranipata, of submission, deeper root of seva is shraddha. Shraddha is not blind faith as it is very often understood. Shraddha is an irreducible perception which every one of us possesses. Irreducible perception which everyone possesses even before knowledge comes to us. It's a perception, therefore a kind of knowledge. But a kind of knowledge which you have before knowledge, and its quality is, it is definite and certain. The perception that you have, which has a characteristic of definiteness and certainty, even before you have the knowledge. All else is called Shraddha, it is wrong definition of Shraddha, that you believe this, etc., blind faith. There is a real perception. Every one of us possesses it. It is covered very often. Therefore, Shraddha is not manifest. Shraddha comes to us only at the moments of great crisis. Each one knows basically the Supreme. Even before our knowledge, we know, we have a perception of the Supreme. When Draupadi arrived at a stage of complete crisis, when she felt that she had nothing now left in the world to hold her, that which was in her heart, which she knew, or she did not know perhaps, she was not aware of it, but which was present in her, which cried out to Sri Krishna for help. There is always in our heart a knowledge that we cannot be destroyed.